Welcome back to Fraser 365 as we are focusing in on the topic of gratitude. And once again, we have Dr. Neil Epler with us today. One of the things that you've been a big proponent of here that we've done, at least you probably did it before me, but it's in the last 5 years, has been a longest night service. And when we get to that point in December, we know that not only December, but also Thanksgiving, the holidays are hard for people.
Yes.
And you guys spending a lot of time in pastoral care, you see this firsthand. You're right at the front line on this. And I imagine you also encounter people who struggle.
Oh yeah,
with gratitude. And what are some of the things you have said, would say, like to say, feel led to say to people who they know in their mind they should be grateful, but there just seems to be a gap in between their heart and mind, and they're struggling with being grateful. What are some of the things you say to them?
Yeah, and that's where I start, because I think people feel guilty or ashamed of these feelings, you know, especially that first year, but really any year, you know, as especially if you've lost a spouse, someone very close to you, you miss them during the season, and to let people know it's okay.
Yeah.
You're not alone in these feelings, and it's all right. And people understand, and you know, you can spend some time preparing yourself for that, and then it's okay to say no to some things. Say, I'm still not quite up to having this Thanksgiving meal. I'm still not quite up to traveling, to being with the family, you know, for the holiday. That's okay. Or letting folks know, you know, I may get tearful. That's okay. And it's okay. And it's okay to remember. A lot of people are afraid to talk about that loved one.
Right.
But I find the holidays, you know, if I lost my mom since I've been here, and my dad, but a lot of holidays, we bring them up, and we'll talk about some food that was maybe their favorite dish, or some Christmas decoration that was their favorite, or something that they did, and sharing stories. It's a wonderful time to do that.
Yeah.
And if it brings tears, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's right.
And to let people know that's all right, because I think people, again, just have this shame or this feeling that I should be all right, especially if a year or so has passed. I should be through this. No.
Yeah.
It's okay, and things are going to constantly bubble up and do that, and that's all right. So I think that's the biggest thing, as I say, what you're feeling is okay, and it's normal, and it's natural, and that's all right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I think you're absolutely right that a lot of times we don't let ourselves or each other grieve.
Right.
And everybody grieves at a different pace, and there are different triggers for different people. The holidays bring out a lot of those, and I think that's a wise, healthy word for people to, you know, to be able to know that, no, it's okay. It's okay. If it, you know, if particularly the first holiday or any holiday was not hard in some way after losing someone, that would be strange.
Correct.
That would be strange.
I would say when I'm doing funerals and stuff, is that I'm more concerned about families where there aren't tears.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind people crying. I mean, you need to. It's it's cathartic. It's healing. And that's just part of the grief process. But when you hold that in and hold that back, it can become very detrimental to your well-being. And the same even with going through the holidays. You know, it's okay to do those things. And it's healthy.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for being a part of this conversation on Fraser 365 as we've been diving into the topic of gratitude. We look forward to continuing the conversation tomorrow.